May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 335. Poor angry bosom hush, nor discontented grow, but at thy own sad folly blush, which breedeth all the woe. Hymn 335.
Thank you. Let us read from the Word of God in the Song of Solomon, chapters 2 and 6. The Song of Solomon, the chapters 2 and 6. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind her wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies, until the day break and the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bethel. Also, friends, let us read the sixth chapter, Song of Solomon, chapter 6. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tyre, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Galilee. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of a pomegranate are thy temples within thy locks. There are 80 queens, and 80 concubines, and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bear her. The daughters saw her and blessed her, yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley, and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. However, I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Amminadab. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will ye see in the Shulamite? As it were a company of two armies. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, O thou great God, the true and living God, the God that rules on high and thunders when he pleases, the God in whom we live and move and have our being, the God with whom we have to do. O, we venture, Lord, to call upon thee once more. We beg, Lord, we may be blessed to gain thine ear in prayer. But, O dear Holy Spirit, do give us the words that we may pray with prayer indited from the Lord. O, thou knowest how we are. Thou knowest exactly what state we're in, what need we're in. O Lord, we do beg that we might be coming before thee, O God, in sincerity and truth, confessing our sins, pleading for what we need. Lord, thou dost perfectly know what poor, wretched, hell-deserving sinners need. Oh, they need to come and plead for mercy for Jesus' sake. We plead thee, precious name of Jesus, we venture to approach thee, O God, our Father in heaven. Lord, thou art there, the great God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we venture to thee, pleading the precious name of thy dear, well-beloved Son. This is our only hope, that we may be favoured to know we are accepted in the Beloved. Lord, thou knowest we have no other hope, no other plea. O Lord, we have absolutely everything to confess of our sinfulness, wickedness, our undeservedness, of the least of thy notice, or the least of thy mercies, Lord, if any are least. O Lord, we are so undeserved of the favours, Lord, that we have been favoured to know. O Lord, we come now absolutely dependent to pray upon mercy's ground. Mercy, through blood I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. Lord, thou knowest how it is so much that we have to make solemn confession unto thee, Lord, of our many, many sins, both sins of commission and sins of omission. We are guilty, Lord, and feel it, of sins of thought, word, and deed. And, O Lord, we would come now to solemnly confess them before thee, the God, the only true God, our God, we hope. O Lord God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It's a personal thing. O may each plead in this way. May each have such need to pray. O may they be able to pour out their hearts in confession and feeling repentance, feeling godly sorrow that worketh repentance unto salvation. Thus may we, Lord, come and cast our all upon thee. Come with our burden. Thou hast said, come unto me, O ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Thou knowest how it is, Lord. Lord, thou exactly knowest how it is with each soul. Oh, as we come, Lord, in a feeling sense of great need, O Lord, we beg, do hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, Lord, forgive. O Lord, as one put it, plead in the precious name of Jesus, O Lord, forgive, let a repenting rebel live. Oh, we know we deserve to die. Oh, we are condemned to die out of the mouth of God Most High. But, O Lord, there is mercy, there is forgiveness, that thou mayest be feared. This is the amazing wonder, Lord, of thy work, thy sovereign grace, thy sovereign mercy. There is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. And so, Lord, we come not without hope. Now, not without hope we mourn. Lord, oh, we are favoured to have that blessed hope. Oh, and Lord, oh, we pray we might be in earnestness looking for that blessed hope in the prospect of it. Oh, as favoured a hope in Jesus. Oh, Lord, may we know this favour, that God-given hope, the good hope through grace, is given us, Lord, that we possess it, the fruits of Jesus' righteousness, by his Spirit given. So, Lord, do come this night. Thou knowest what each soul needs. We pray, Lord, thou wilt suit a blessing to each case. Lord, may the reality of thy people feeling their need, enable them to come and, in that way of blessed boldness, to present their case, to call upon their God, to come boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, how sweet the blessed invitation, ye may come boldly to the throne of grace, and the hymn writer puts it in sweet verse, come boldly to the throne of grace, ye wretched sinners, come, and lay your load at Jesus' feet and plead what he has done. Lord, this is all our plea, what thou hast done, how thou hast brought in full salvation for thy people. Oh, how thou hast gained the victory of sin and death and hell. Oh, Lord, thou didst rise again for thy people's justification. Thou art risen and now exalted higher and given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Oh, may we be in that tonight. We should bow. Oh, to bow before thee, to fall before thee, Lord. Oh, to look up in wonder and amazement to thee, our God, in heaven at God's right hand. O Lord, bless us with this favour. So grant, Lord, that to each one what they need, Lord, thou hast a purpose too. We are sure of it, Lord. going through the exercise of the Spirit. Let us have a purpose here, Lord, among thy people here at Swavesey, to bless this one and that one. May there this night be a blessing for six and for seven and for eight. Lord, we beg. Oh, may it be so, Lord, and may it redound to thy glory. So we pray there may be food. We beg, Lord, in giving thanks at tea time, that there might be meat, food in thy house for precious souls. Oh, this is our heart's desire, our exercise, our burden, Lord. Oh, we feel very poor. Oh, we are so much feeling it. But Lord, if thou dost help a poor worm of the earth to preach, Lord, and preach the precious things of sovereign grace, of sovereign love, sovereign grace, sovereign favour, the love of God, the love of Christ, the love of Christ to sinners. Oh Lord, oh, we might have a witness here tonight. The upright love thee. Oh, and as the margin says, they love thee uprightly. Oh Lord, oh, may it be so. Lord, oh, as the dear deacons here and members here are waiting for the moving of the waters, oh, we pray it may be thy purpose to so bless and favour souls, so enable them to feel the power of thy love drawing. Oh, draw me, we will run after thee. Oh, Lord, may it be so, we beg. Oh, there may be a witness to thy glory, Lord, yet, among the dear friends here at Swavesey. Thou hast done those things. We bless thee for what thou hast done. Thou hast worked. Thou hast blessed thy word. Thou hast made thyself exceedingly precious to some. And Lord, we look for more. Oh, we pray for more witness by the Holy Spirit of thy work appearing unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. Let thy work appear, dear Lord. Oh, may thy work appear to thy honour and glory, the praise of a triune God. Oh, Lord, we beg, thy work may appear. And so we pray, Lord, tonight, that we may be led of the Spirit in thy word. Oh, that the favour of the blessing of the Lord might flow forth from a poor pipe, through a poor pipe, into precious souls. Oh, that thou wilt in thy holy purpose communicate thy blessing to precious souls, and thus get to thyself, dear Lord, much honour and glory. Lord, thou knowest the trials and afflictions, the pathways of thy people, the things that are so hard for them in their pathways. Thou knowest how the arch enemy Satan is ever ready to try to cause thy people to make shipwreck of faith. And how at times it is like, as we sung last Lord's Day evening, when any turn from Zion's ways, alas, what numbers do. Methinks I hear my Saviour say, wilt thou forsake me too? What a great question it is. What a solemnity of considering it in that way. Oh, Lord, how we are brought into trembling, lest we should prove like them at last. Oh, Lord, prevent it by thy grace. Be now, dear Lord, my hiding place in this accepted day. And, oh, Lord, what we need. Oh, thy pardoning voice, oh, let me hear. Oh, the great mass of sin and guilt, the weighty burden of guilt, Lord, weighing thy people down. Oh, what they need is that blessed release from guilt. Oh, and it can only come, Lord, with the application of thy precious blood. Oh, we pray for it. We pray many might be earnest in exercise for it, seeking it, Lord. and all that thou wast so blessed, favour precious soul, and thus get to thyself much honour and glory. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Oh, do good in this part of Zion, Lord, this little garden of thy grace. Oh, how blessed it is to us when we're led to consider how thou dost so, in that figurative language of the Song of Solomon, give that word to acknowledge the dear beloved, the blessed bridegroom of his chosen bride. Oh, he comes down into his garden to eat his pleasant fruits. This is what we look for here, Lord. This is what we look for in the hills of Zion, that thou wouldst so bless and then come down into thy gardens, the gardens of thy grace, and eat thy pleasant fruits. How blessed, how sacred it is. Oh, are we in the favour of it, the secret of it? We humbly hope we can say as the spouse, my beloved is mine and I am his. But oh, how wonderful if we could witness, Lord, he feedeth among the lilies, thy people. It is our desire, our prayer, that they may be blessed to feed at the gospel table, to drink blessed draughts of heavenly love, to feed, to feast upon Christ. Oh, they might feast on nothing less than Jesus' precious righteousness, his blood and righteousness. Oh, Lord, and then thou mightest come down into thy garden and eat thy pleasant fruits. Receive into thyself the honour and glory due unto thee. Oh, how deep, how sacred, how blessed this is. This is what we are after, Lord, we're seeking for. We desire, Lord, because thy wonderful love and grace has won our affection and bound us so fast, and we would only be living, Lord, to publish thy praise. Help us each in this. Help each of thy servants, those that come here, those that have been announced due to come here in the coming days. Wonderfully help them and bless them and make them a blessing. And Lord, oh, may this reality of thy favour be proved here in this garden of thy grace. Oh, that thou art working, Lord, to bless souls for eternity, to do in them that which shall be done forever. Oh, Lord, we pray it may blessedly be so. And all we trust, we ask, with the single eye to thy glory. Thou knowest each handmaid of thine, each dear child of God, each son and daughter, they are known to thee. Oh, Lord, we do beg thee, so bless and favour them. Oh, there may be this wonderful witness of it in the church of God here, what the Lord has done for my soul. Oh, Lord, do so. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. Oh, what is our greatest exercise of holy jealousy, Lord? It's for thy glory, and it's that thou wast grant us spiritual children, and that those dear spiritual children given may be acknowledged as thy gifts of what thou hast done. And, Lord, for the purpose of thy praise, honour and glory, more and more to be so swelling up in love in return to thee. Lord, we've read thee, upright love thee. And the margin says they love thee uprightly. Oh, Lord, oh, we beg, Lord, that we may know the reality of it. We beg for it, we seek it, Lord. Oh, we beg, Lord, so come tonight and favour us here together. And bless thy word, Lord, and bless the hymns that we sing. Oh, we did feel the hymns this morning. Had a sweet ring in them, Lord. And oh, Lord, thou knowest how we begun tonight. And the deep reality in what we sung and expressed in that opening hymn. Come, Lord, and favour souls. We beg of thee, dear Lord. We pray for many we know and love in the Church of God in our part of Zion. There are those who are afflicted and laid low. And there are those, Lord, who hast in some measure raised up. We specially acknowledge thy merciful kindness in sparing still and raising up in a little measure our dear beloved friend, thy servant, Mr. Woodhouse, and our dear beloved brother in the faith, dear Bob Rayner. And Lord, we think of others, a young man in the West Country of our dear friend Clifford's church and people. Lord, thou knowest how that young son of thy servant has been so afflicted. But we had it from the lips of his dear fiancée's parents, in the days of this past week, as they visited us. Lord, he is wonderfully recovering. Prayers have been answered, wonderfully so. Lord, thou knowest how that young man has those plans and prospect of marriage later on this year. We have prayed for him, Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we continue in prayer. Thou will go on to raise up and restore such souls that are brought through major operations. Lord, oh, and do bless and sanctify these things that they've had to know. Oh, it may be good, and for the good of their never dying souls and thy honour and glory. May there be those that shall be able to testify of that blessed nevertheless afterward, that yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. Oh, thou knowest all about each one's case, and Lord, we pray according to thy will, that thou wilt so bring out good, bring out honour and glory to thyself. O Lord, from these things of the experiences and troubles and trials that thou hast appointed thy people to pass through, Lord, do good in thy good pleasure in these ways. Sanctify and bless, and receive to thyself the honour and glory due. O Lord, we pray, thou wilt bless the labours of thy servants. We pray thou wilt specially bless and help those who have more recently been sent out into the work. And in thy time, Lord, according to thy will, grant them the great favour, the special grant of spiritual children. They might be favoured and encouraged in this, kept from pride, blessed with honour and glory to thee. Oh, to acknowledge with humbleness and wonder that thou hast so favoured them to be used in thy holy name. O Lord, we pray it may be so. So wonderfully use thy servants, Lord, to the prospering of thy word and thy kingdom, Lord. O thy kingdom may come, may it be our theme. Lord, let thy kingdom come. O Lord, oh, we will tell of thy wondrous faithfulness. Sound thy name abroad. Oh, speak of the precious promises and our performing God. Oh Lord, we pray, so bless thy servants. Favour them much, and in these ways the blessing of souls may be known, witnessed in the Church of God, and thy thrice holy name glorified. To praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is our desire. This is our exercise. We beg these things, Lord, remembering also our country, thou knowest, and we bring it before thee day by day. Oh, we mourn over what has come to pass, but thou art still God over all. Our hope, our trust is in thee alone. And Lord, oh, grant us the grace to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Oh, Lord, help, give grace. We beg with the pardon of our every sin, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 927. Thou only sovereign of my heart, my refuge, my almighty friend, and can my soul from thee depart, on whom alone my hopes depend. Hymn 927.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would again direct you to the Song of Solomon, chapter 1. And the words we were considering this morning, perhaps also followed with the fourth verse. That is the first chapter in the Song of Solomon, verses 2 and 3, and possibly to go into verse 4. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. Friends that were present this morning, most of you will remember, friends, and acknowledge. In our concluding hymn, we sung regarding the precious name of Jesus. And we've just sung again that wonderful, precious name regarding it. The name above every name. The name the Father loves to hear his children plead. And all such pleadings he approves and blesses them indeed. Oh, we maybe just touched upon it this morning. But oh, as we come to it tonight, because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. The name of Jesus. The Son of God, the name given, and the perfect will of God, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Here in the context of this psalm, the Son of God is acknowledged, the best beloved of the spouse, the bridegroom of his chosen bride who loves her to the end. But oh, we know. We know as God gives light that what is being spoken here in the figurative language of it, it's Christ, it's him, it's the Son of God. He that we acknowledge this morning, tis he, tis God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes. Oh, some of us can say, that we have done. And some of you want to be able to say that, to acknowledge it, to know it, to feel it, to be assured of it, that he did come for you. He did come and suffer in your room, place and stead to redeem your soul, to buy you back, to bring you into the favour, the secret, the wonders of redeeming love. He came for that. What you need is the Holy Spirit to come and give you this favour. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. This is what you need if you are a truly exercised soul in need of salvation, in need of the favour to experience the forgiving love of Christ, the love of Christ shed abroad in your heart. Oh, you need what is here, set forth in this figurative language, this dialogue of lovers. Oh, the blessed lover, as I quoted this morning, our wonderful lover has bought us with blood. Oh, our wonderful lover came from heaven to earth to suffer, bleed and die. But man, oh, miracle of grace. For man, the Saviour bled. Oh, friends, tonight, is that what you're after? Is that what your religion is about? Is that what your profession is regarding? Oh, what he is to you, what he's done for you. Your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Is this the reality of your life and profession now, as called by grace, as brought by grace into the secret of the favour of God's love and grace? Oh, friends, these points are important to consider. And oh, how wonderful if we can testify, as the dear spouse does here, because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth, therefore do the virgins love thee. Oh, how have we experienced something of the painfulness, the awfulness, the affliction of our own personal sin and guilt being so revealed to us that we know it, the leprosy of sin. Do we know something of it? And oh, do we need this blessed savour? Have we had the sacred blessed smell of this savour? Oh, even a taste of it, just a small favour amount of it, but oh, because of the savour of thy good ointment. Oh, everything that God does is good. Everything that Christ has come for is good. Everything he has wrought and brought is good. And oh, as God's people are brought by sovereign grace to experience it, to enter into it, to enter in and believe in what the Lord has done. Oh, what he is, what he has done, what he has to give. Oh, friends, because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Do you know this savour? Have you got some real favour to acknowledge of it? The savour of thy good ointments. You know, I believe really it could be summed up. It is everything he is and everything he has done. What he has wrought and brought for his people. The remedy for sin. Oh, the blessed good ointment, and his name is as ointment poured forth. We were there to think of it in a way this afternoon, journeying home from Braintree. It come to me in sweet remembrance how we had preached there many years ago from the words relating to the woman who had the precious box of ointment. And she broke the box, and the odour of the ointment filled the house. I was favoured, the Lord, using a poor one such as me. The ministry of the word was so blessed to a soul that Lord's Day afternoon. And the time came when the deacon rang to tell me, she has broken the box tonight in testimony of what the Lord has done. Oh, is there a soul here? The time is coming when you have got to break the box because you do know something of this relating to the word here. Because of the savour of thy good ointment, thy name is as ointment poured forth. And oh, like that woman who had that precious box of ointment, she came and broke the box and the odour filled the house. The time is coming in the holy sovereign will of God when you have got to come and break the box and tell of what the Lord has done for thy soul, and oh, that it might be even to others the savour of it as ointment poured forth. And as we have it here, therefore do the virgins love thee. Friends, these are most blessed, sacred things. You know, in this Song of Solomon, much is in a different but real way, like it was as it's recorded in the book of Ruth, where Ruth, she was after Boaz. Oh, she needed to glean, but oh, the reality was, she was to be espoused to Boaz and to become his bride. And oh, the Lord, oh, he led her straight and quick to Boaz's field. And what handfuls that contained, what strength and comfort gleaners get to recompense their pain. Jesus, my Boaz is, my strength and portion too. The word of grace, the precious field where I a gleaning go. Is it like that here at Swavesey? To some soul, this is how you come and this is how you're favoured. This is how your soul is fed. This is how the Lord is working in love and mercy in you and for you. Oh, oh friends, oh is it in you to acknowledge before God, draw me with will and after thee. Oh, oh are you able to say, the King hath brought me into his chambers. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Oh, what blessedness is to be known when the King brings a soul into his chambers, when he brings them into the banqueting house, and his banner over them is love. Oh, then you say, stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, I am sick of love. Oh, when the time comes that the cup runs over, you acknowledge surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But oh, we must step back, as it were, because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Oh, his name is Jesus. Suits me well. It saves from sin, wrath, law and hell, from guilt and slavish fear. Oh, for he has come, and he has suffered the just for the unjust. He has redeemed the church by that price he alone could pay and did pay. Shed his holy blood, the blood of God. Oh, and the wonderful payment made, the Father's well pleased, the church is accepted in God's beloved Son. Friends, how blessed, how sacred this is. Oh, we have felt it much of late, the favour of it. Oh, the favour of hearing the word of God, the pleasure of the blessedness of being favoured as hearers, at times to hear. One tries to be a hearer. We are preaching much, but one tries to be a hearer, desires to be a hearer. And there have been times when we have been a hearer and fed most blessedly upon the precious word preached. Recently at Earthlinborough, on the evening, the service of the evening of the bank holiday, God's dear servant, Mr. Brian Sayers, the word made accepted in the beloved. This is the blessed favour, the wonderful favour the child of God is blessed and brought into, made accepted in the beloved. Because under the favour of the blessed merits of Christ, standing in Christ, accepted in Christ by God the Father, the child of God is blessed. Oh, they are favoured, they are blessed. Because of the savour of thy good ointment, thy name is as ointment poured forth, oh, poured forth. But oh, if we think of it in its highest saints, friends, it's that which does what nothing else can do. It heals. Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound for me. Once beneath my sin, he smarted, groaned and bled to set me free. Oh, is there a soul here tonight? This is the reality of your favour that you have been blessed to know. Oh, there have been things, hard things. There have been things that have been so discouraging. But the exercise that God has brought you into is more earnest for your need of your never-dying soul. You felt your sins, your shortcomings. You felt them more than ever than you had before. And it's made you need more than ever the dear Lord Jesus Christ and the need to plead his precious blood that did for sin atone. To plead before God what he has done. And oh, favoured with this favour, knowing this blessed savour of his good ointment, his name is as ointment poured forth, and all the sores, all the painfulness of whatever you felt in whatever way is so eased and your soul blessed because he has suffered, bled and died for you. He loves you. He's given himself for you. The dear Spirit gives the seal of it. He blesses you with it. Oh, love divine, o'erflows thy heart and soul. Yes, this is the wonderful way God blesses sinners. And so you can say, in the wonderful desire of it, draw me, we will run after thee. Oh, he is so precious. He's done so much for such souls as they are brought into his favour in such ways. Oh, they pray. The spares pray. Draw me, we will run after thee. And then the acknowledgement, as we have acknowledged, the King hath brought me into his chambers, King Jesus. Oh, how privileged, how favoured we are to be a humble subject of King Jesus. He, the elder brother, we, an adopted child, adopted by God the Father, given to Christ, the Son of God, suffered in our place. We're redeemed unto God, brought back and brought in. Brought nigh, as Paul says in Ephesians 2, brought nigh by the blood of Christ. What a favour this is. Friends, this is the way. This is the reality. God's way of bringing sinners into true desire, as we have it expressed in this fourth verse. And wonderful willingness. Oh, we know how God states God's people shall be willing in the day of his power. Draw me, we will run after thee. The King hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. Oh, what a favour it is to rejoice. Favour it is, in whatever way we are blessed and favoured to rejoice, it's a favour. Especially regarding personal experience and God's blessing of us, granting us the favour of faith to believe and to lay hold of the hope in the gospel. It's wonderful, it's blessed, it's that brings us into wonder and amazement. But also when we hear the good tidings of others blessed, and as we joy in God in that way, when the Lord blesses souls, I think of how it's written in the record of John's Gospel. I think you find it about chapter 4, where we read there, we read that the Lord speaking, he says, one soweth and another reapeth, and other men have entered into their labours, and so on. And it is so sometimes in the will of God, that one sows and another reaps. And so there is that is done, and God has accomplished the things which are great favour and blessing to precious souls, and in the Church of God it's acknowledged. And those that have been involved, whether in sowing or reaping, they rejoice together. Oh, how dear John is led to record that he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Friends, humbly I would acknowledge it. We have been favoured with that favour recently. Rejoicing in another dear godly servant who has been used with one as we have been used. We rejoice together what God has done. Oh, we do not want to take the glory. We must give that to Christ. But we rejoice and praise him for what he's done. Oh, this is what we would desire. We trust we do desire here. One may sow, another reap. But God giveth the increase. And the favour known and witnessed in the Church of God, the dear servants of God, the dear people of God, rejoice together. We have it here in this word. Draw me, we will run after thee. The King hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. We just touched upon this figurative word of wine, as we have it in the earlier verse. You know, it's good for medicinal purposes. It's appointed by God as such. The Lord even gives us this in his word, that we should take a little wine for our stomach's sake. And it's good and right and wholesome in the use and moderation of it. And it may be felt to do you good, but it's only for time, it's only for nature. But God's wine, a wondrous wine there is. The wine of the love of Christ. Oh, this wine is everlasting, does everlasting good. Oh, it's to be received as blessing forever and ever. It's God's love. It's the wine of his love. His holy love, love divine. Oh, we will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. To be made one of these souls. In the margin it says, I don't know, it does in my Bible, it says, they love him uprightly. Oh, the upright love thee. They love him uprightly. And I think and believe it is a right line of consideration. You know, God's people bless. They love God, they love him, the Son of God, they love God the Father. They love the Blessed Spirit for the wonderful way he works to teach and to bless, to convey the blessing down from God the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit so blesses, and they love God. They love God uprightly. Oh, acknowledging Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, to save our souls are all concerned. They love God uprightly. In that way, it's God done it all. It's nothing from self, it's nothing of man. It's holy God, holy God's favour. God, he's the God of all grace, and his favour is all of sovereign grace, the upright love thee. Oh, they love God uprightly. Oh, they do. And you know, to love uprightly, is to love in sincerity and truth. To love with the blessing known and felt, in pure desires, an exercise for God's glory. You know, we're not loving God uprightly if we're not exercised with a single eye for his glory. Oh, what would be so crooked, so broken, so bent would be to express love and to take to oneself any measure of the honour and glory. They love him uprightly. Oh, it's to God be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, how in ways it is expressed that God's people are so blessed, and they do. They are enabled. They are so made to feel the burning of love in return to the Lord for his love to them. Oh, they love him uprightly. They do. So, friends, tonight, is there a soul? Are there souls here? The favour is that you have felt need to pray. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. You trust, you know through experience, for thy love is better than wine. And because of the savour of thy good ointments, the things you've had to know, in painful experience, God dealing with you, teaching you, making you know solemnly your sin and guilt, and the painfulness of it under conviction, and under the law of God condemning you, all the things of painful experience, and also when you slipped and fallen, and the Lord has had to chastise you in love, the painfulness of the suffering, the rod, the painful rod, hearing the rod and the earth hath appointed it. But oh, then knowing that his rod is steeped in blood, it's in love and not in anger to give the unexpected end. This is what leads you into this blessed favour, the savour of thy good ointments. Thy name is as ointment poured forth. And when you are corrected for your sin and humbly fall in submission to his dealing with you as with sons and daughters, chastising whom he loves. Oh, then again you bless the Lord, you praise him for his grace, his favour. And oh, it brings you more to concentrate most vitally upon the fact you do need to know and have the seal of the Spirit, of the atonement to your soul. You have been lax and slack, and you have fallen, you have backslidden, the Lord's corrected you for it. But now he has caused you again to know the exercise in such a way to seek him earnestly and his return. You have pleaded return, sweet messenger of peace. I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. And the Lord's time has come to return. And, oh, you are favoured, brought into the king's chambers. And brought into some blessed measure of holy joy and peace in believing. Brought into the favour of holy joy and favour to believe and to know the blessedness of your soul, feasting on nothing less than Jesus' precious blood and righteousness. Oh, sacred favour restored, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, your account runs over. And now, so importantly now, your humble desire is draw me. We will run after thee. Oh, you will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. Remember the experience. Remember the correcting rod. Remember, and heed, and he who hath appointed it. But remember too how he does in love and not in anger deal with thee, and correct thee and teach thee, and bring thee again to need, to want, to need to pray, and in earnestness to seek more earnestly his face, and to know the favour restored, he restoreth my soul. Then you say, we will remember thy love, more than wine. Nothing can compare to it. Nothing can in any way be compared to this love of God, the love of Christ. Oh, known and felt, tasted, known and felt, the love of Christ to sinners. Oh, I bring you to that. It's such a precious theme to me. On such love, my soul still ponders. Oh, wonder of wonders, we've not made shipwreck of faith. Wonder of wonders is, we've been very near to it, but we've not. We've been very near to the awful place of taking our lives and making shipwreck of faith. But he's delivered us from the snare of the fowler. Oh, his love has been watching over us, his loving care, his keeping, his favour. Oh, he's kept us till this day. Grace has kept me to this day and will not let me go. And so, friends, we'll remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. But, friends, to be loving God in the blessed practice of it, enabled by his grace, showing forth his praise, showing the proof of our love to him in obedience to him. Oh, this is it. The upright love thee. They love the Lord uprightly. He must have the glory. We must deny ourselves and take up the cross, made willing in the day of his power. Oh, we must deny ourselves. I want to just touch upon this in a careful, but very pointed way. Friends, our old nature, every one of us, and some of us more than others, perhaps wouldn't want to put a degree or compare one another. But through the dictates of our old nature, we do not want to submit to what our Lord requires of us. Oh, we've got an old nature still. The flesh dislikes the way. But oh yes, it is true. The hymn writer's quoting it right. Faith approves it well. But the reality, the awful reality, is the flesh dislikes the way. The child of God, even after they are, and some have been wonderfully blessed and favoured, and yet the old nature keeps saying, I will not have this man to reign over me. And the old nature, the carnal reasoning, the wicked heart is so strong. And you know, this is what is such a snare, an obstacle, such a stumbling block in the professions of God's people. The old nature takes such a part. But oh, if you're made to be blessed and favoured and brought to be among these upright that love the Lord, you will be concerned to be praying against the old nature, praying, begging the Lord for help and grace to resist the devil, praying that the old nature may be subdued and that grace may reign in you and that you may be living to the praise, honour and glory of your God, for he is so precious to you. Rightly you will acknowledge it through the humble testimony that comes from your new nature, you will acknowledge how you love him. But oh, if part of you is so working in that way, if old nature is strong, how much we need to pray against the old nature, to be watching against Satan. Oh, to be exercised, to be praying that the Lord would grant us the grace. It's wonderful what Paul testifies. He speaks so much, so solemnly of him being a wretched man. A wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And he has immediately the answer, he knows the answer. He says, I thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So with the mind serve I the law of God, and with the flesh the law of sin. But oh, he says, he's wonderfully able to acknowledge, where sin hath abounded, grace did much more abound. That's what you need. That's what I need. That's what we need to be praying for, seeking for, begging the Lord for. The things of our old nature, the wickedness there in the wicked human heart, the depravity of our hearts known and felt, will make us feel solemnly as light is given in the new man, and exercise and desire, draw me, will run after thee. Oh, we need to pray. God will subdue the monstrous host that dwells within, the cursed train of unbelief and sin. Oh, we have so much unbelief. It will become a great concern to the child of God. You want the Lord to subdue it. You want to be able to say, begone unbelief, my Saviour is near. This is what you want. And oh, how we need to pray. The upright love thee. They are exercised in prayer. To pray for grace. To pray that the power of God may subdue the old nature. The grace in the new man may subdue all the powers of sin in the old nature. We will not be rid of it, friends. We'll carry it to the grave. But oh, I believe with all my heart that exercised by the Spirit, the child of God will pray, Lord, oh, deal with my old flesh. Deal with my old nature. Take away the love of sinning. Alpha and Omega be. Oh, how it will be so. Like Jabez prayed, the Lord would bless me indeed. Keep me from evil that it may not grieve me. Enlarge my coast and keep me from evil. Oh, you will be. See, we've known the love of God, the love of Christ. Oh, I believe that will so affect us to want to make returns of love again to God. To live to his praise and to testify of him, what he's done for our souls. And now we need for this the old nature subdued. And like we, I think nearly toward the end this morning acknowledged, how Paul the Apostle, he says, sweet testimony this. He says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You feel so weak, so unable, so insufficient. But with the grace of God, under the favour of God, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Oh, may this favour be yours. May it be given to many. May it be testified of in the church of God. May we know that rejoicing we touched upon, to rejoice together at what God has done. Oh, to know it, the blessedness of it, to know that oneness in exercise as brethren and sisters in Christ, seeking God's glory and his people's good. May we know it more. In our beloved denomination, in our churches, in the little gardens of God's grace. And oh, may we be witnesses of the Lord coming down into his garden. Nothing would please me, would cause me to rejoice more than to know the Lord's come again down into this garden here to eat his pleasant fruits. That word we quoted, which we spoke of at our remembrance of our 50 years and the day we had, as I spoke to the family and friends, it was recorded, maybe some of you can hear it, but we were led to speak faithfully and solemnly to them all. And regarding that we stated this morning, my beloved is mine and I am his, and in the way it's put as we read it tonight in the sixth chapter, put the other way around, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. Wonderful if that's known in family relationships, in the marriage state, but oh, in the highest sense, it is what the spouse acknowledges of the beloved, the bridegroom of his chosen bride, who loves him, who loves her to the end. Oh, friends, the favour of this. Oh, that we may witness him. But oh, how it says. It says in the second chapter, doesn't it? It says, my beloved is mine and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. It also says the same in that reverse way of statement. In the sixth chapter, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. This is what we are looking for, desiring in the church of God, that there might be such a witness of the favour of God, of what he's done for our souls, and that we may have the witness of it by the Lord coming down into his garden and eating his pleasant fruits. What a blessed statement it is. The figurative way it's put means so much. He feedeth among the lilies. He receives to himself his rightful honour and glory. And it shall be forever that he will receive it from those souls who are blessed, saved by grace. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £645, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier will preach on Wednesday evening and Mr. Pack next Lord's Day, and there will be a church meeting after the service on Wednesday. Let us close with hymn 957. Why sinks my weak, desponding mind? Why heaves my heart the anxious sigh? Can sovereign goodness be unkind? Am I not safe since God is nigh? Hymn 957.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything there was seen amiss this day. Own and bless thy word, Lord. We would remember those that are away. We have come short, Lord, in not praying for them. Oh, we remember them, Lord. Pray thou would bless them on their time away for seeking rest and change. May it be good for body, mind and soul. Watch over and keep them, Lord. Oh, may we, Lord, know that great favour that thou dost lead thy people on. Lord, lead us in the way everlasting. So help us, Lord, who follow thee, looking for that blessed hope. Oh, Lord, be with each one. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the love of God, in the communion of the Holy Spirit, abide with us. Amen.